Make your life better with a new job at UPS. Join Team Louisville as a warehouse worker, earn $14.50 plus up to $425 in weekly bonuses depending on shift. Search and apply now at upsjobs.com/Louisville. That's upsjobs.com/Louisville.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Hi. You and Diener talk on Facebook Messenger?
Yeah, we do.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Give me McCaffrey and a tight punter for last place in the ACC.
And James Strebel.
It goes deep. It really does.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
If you really enjoy being out there, if you enjoy the camaraderie that you have, either with your teaching pro, Jeff, or a foursome or a twosome, then you always think that there's a better hole ahead of you. There's always one hole left that you can conquer.
What is Mitch doing?
I don't
just
know.
Just leaving us with that to begin the show. We're hanging out the Standard. How do I tell you about the Standard Club after that?
After Mike Pratt talked about
my goodness, what a beginning to a Friday. It is a Friday. It feels like a Friday. Yesterday felt like a Friday. This feels like more of a Friday, and we are hanging out at the Standard Club. We love the Standard Club, 425-2857, standardclub.net. More time playing, less time waiting, private golf, pool, tennis. Ennis comes over here for the pool.
Oh, Ennis does.
He pops that shirt off. After a little 25 again, he pops that shirt off. How about that?
Got everyone looking over in his direction.
Everyone looking.
Yeah,
everybody looking.
Shirtless.
We'll tell you more about it, but no initiation fees, no assessments, no food minimums. They got the beer in the back. We'll take care of you. Don't act like I won't take care of you. It's right there.
Friday.
We'll tell you more. But again, right off Brownsboro Road, 2 miles west of the Paddock Shops, new golf members receive 2 months free with a year membership, single tennis membership included. There you go. So we are happy to be out here at the Standard Club. We'll tell you more about them as we go over the next 3 hours. 437-9680 is the UPS Jobs text line. We're hanging out here today. Have a lot of fun. I'm Andy Sweeney, James Strebel, alongside today Mitchell Hannigan. Back at the station. I swear to you, you and Dan Issel have the same wardrobe.
I love that.
Right, John? John Salzman's here. He rocks the floral,
Hawaiian shirts.
Beach type shirts. Now his are probably a swanky brand.
Oh yeah,
whatever's at Macy's or whatever.
Yours are like Tommy Bahama.
Yeah.
This isn't even Tommy Bahama.
That ain't Tommy Bahama, brother.
If this is Tommy Bahama, then
that ain't Tommy Bahama. And that's an old Strebel shirt. That's a fat Strebel shirt.
That is a fat Strebel shirt. But I like it because it's airy.
It is airy,
and it's very warm outside.
You can let everything breathe.
Exactly. Let the breeze blow through my upper torso. But no,
made that weird.
I did. I pulled up and I saw John Salzman and I saw our setup here. We're right on a golf course.
Yeah.
It's beautiful blue skies. I mean, this is the perfect way to end the Friday.
You're sounding. Yeah.
I love this.
Okay. Well,
I'm in my element right now.
No, you're not in your element.
Well, no, not really. I mean, this is swanky. I'm not swanky.
Mitch, he's killing me. He's doing the BBN. He's doing the BBN Southern Indiana thing again.
Yeah. I can't believe I'm here.
How y'all doing? Oh, look at that manicure! Look at that manicured grass.
I'm waving to people as walking.
I'm sure you were. I'm sure you were. 437-9680. So we got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN Louisville. We'll talk some Lou City soccer coming up in about a half an hour or so. College football stuff is out there as well. I have a you have a carried over take from yesterday, Mitch, which I actually think isn't bad. But you know how we get on a Friday.
Yes.
You know how we get on a Friday.
We wonder.
We can do that. We can give Mitch his chance. As he was tweeting late last night about cocky IU football fans.
He's moved on from Donnie back to IU football.
You want a hot take right at 3:05?
Yeah.
I'd take Donnie over Giannis.
I don't think that's that of a hot take.
I think it is a hot take.
Actually, I'm with you.
That's scorching hot.
At ESPN 680, I'd take would you take Donnie over Giannis? I'm not going to say his last name because I can't.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to learn it because I'm not on ESPN radio.
Right.
So if I ever get a job nationally, then I will.
Then you'll learn it, sit down, enunciate everything.
Yeah, I will learn how to say it. Until then, I won't. Now, the only issue we have, and we've done shows out here, me and Anderson, I think me and Locke probably at some point.
What was Locke's kind of spot here? Yeah, I can see Locke just flourishing.
Oh, down by the pool. He's flourishing. He doesn't talk to people.
He does it, but
he doesn't drink it. He doesn't talk to people.
I can see him like looking at golf, and like, oh, look at that swing, and like meandering over to the tennis court. He says,
I thought you were
going to
say you'd see him just trolling around the pool.
Well, that too.
This guy always has just the darkest sunglasses on. I don't know what's going on with him.
Can't see his eyeballs.
But we are like 40 feet from a green.
We are.
So, I mean, they have a tournament going on too. If you know, we might have to be quiet at some point. Shh, had to do that.
Oh,
when Strebel's, I'm joking.
Like Jim Nance.
Yes, when Strebel's giving a hot take about Robbie Moss, we'll have to
man,
stop.
Man, I got
to
pull up for some Robbie Moss takes.
Oh, goodness. So we're hanging out at the Standard Club again. StandardClub.net, 502-425-2857. If you want more information, you can also email Cynthia at membership@standardcc.net or, for again, 425-2857 on any of that. We'll tell you more about their pool, their tennis, and everything they have going on here. Okay, so a few things I want to get to. Mm-hmm. Ethan Moore, and I'm using this, Ethan Moore started a topic on Twitter.
I saw the conversation.
Mitch,
yes.
Do you have any interest in this, or is this a bad topic? it's Ethan Moore's plea that Louisville football in the next decade needs to be in the top 12. And I feel like we all know the truth, but we don't want to say it. And so
right.
I don't know what to do with Ethan. So we need to get to that at some point. Mitch, do you care about that topic? That has been a hot Louisville Twitter topic. And
even Locke weighed in.
Our guy Taylor Lynch agrees with us.
Oh, does he really?
He does.
Why? That has to hurt Ethan.
It has to hurt a lot of people.
Stabs him in his bronze back.
It absolutely does. Mitch, you have interest in this or
yeah,
no?
Yeah, we can get into it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that's not bad.
That's not bad for
I
Mitch.
Feel like that's pretty good. We got a lukewarm endorsement from Mitch.
So I'm
at
watching
307.
Soccer. I got way too much money on Turkey right now.
Okay, so again, Mitch, a month ago was done betting until foot. I don't bet in June or July or August.
No.
I waited until September, and now he's betting Turkish European soccer. So we are in also. We will not spend much time on this.
Mm-hmm.
We are in this. There was a blind draw on the V Show.
Yes, with Jeff Greer.
With Jeff Greer on these Europe. Is it the Euro Cup, Mitch? I don't even know the name of it. Is it the Euro Cup?
Just the Euros. Just call it the Euros.
Just the Euros?
Wait, it's just the European tournament. Okay, so that's what they call it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, that's really creative.
It's run by UEFA.
Okay.
The same people who run the Champions League and like all the other stuff.
Well, we know that. I mean, don't act like I don't know UEFA's running the Champions League. I can talk all day about that. You want me to do a segment on the Champions League?
Yeah.
I'll do a Southampton segment, Mitch. I'll prove you I can do it.
You don't even need Ince's help.
I don't even. So they did a blind draw. I don't even know what teams we have. Do you know, Mitch? Did anyone write these down?
I got my teams. I can find your teams real fast.
I know my teams.
Okay, well, there we go.
Yes.
So you know your team.
I do know my team.
How do you know? I don't know my team. Did anyone write this down? Because if this becomes a V-show thing, I'm worried.
Ince texted me, Austria and Denmark.
Okay.
Right.
So I need to write that down.
I'm Germany and North Macedonia.
Okay, well, there you go.
I like this. Now this is going to force me to watch soccer.
Did Jesus go there, Macedonia?
I thought you meant Germany.
I don't know if he went there. I don't think so. I think he spent all his life in Palestine.
Oh, that's what I thought.
Yeah, I don't think he made Macedonia.
Can you reach out to someone?
You know a pastor? That you can ask?
I don't even know my teams. I feel like I got ripped off
here. How do you not know your teams? Mitch and I know our
teams. Because I was setting up the remote here.
Okay.
I was talking and I was schmoozing to our guy Mike. You know, come on, what are we doing here?
Ince texted me my teams. I figured he'd text you your teams, too.
Well, he didn't.
Well, Ince, you need to get better.
Well, he does need to get better. Texas says that's the worst take ever, Sweeney. Yeah, you know what? One team can go to his team. One guy can shoot from deep, and one guy can shoot free throws, and one guy doesn't not get the ball the final 7 minutes of the game. I'll take that guy. I'll take Donnie. There it is. I'm done.
I'm
total pivot now, so there we go.
It's appearing that Donnie's is a better player than Giannis. And I'm not saying that.
Stop it.
No, I mean.
You don't have to back me on
this.
I'm fine if you pivot against me.
No,
I'm fine
the problem
with that.
With Giannis is his position in the NBA right now is, I mean, he's good, but, I mean, it's totally a guards-type league, right? I mean, yeah, Kyrie Irving, one of the best players.
He won the MVP last year.
I know he won the MVP last year, but, I mean, his team is not doing very well in the playoffs, and Donnie's team is. That's just, you know, yeah. I'll take the guy that can fill it up from three, super athletic, drive to the basket, hit floaters and such. I'll take Donnie.
There it is.
Yeah.
There it is.
I'm just doing it to make Mitch mad. That's really it's with all.
It's not difficult. It's a brooding Friday for Mitchell Hannigan. How much, just off the top, and this is not the main thing I want to talk about today, 437-9680, how much are we going to talk about Jalen? Is it Duren?
Duren, yeah, Jalen
okay,
Duren.
Okay, so the top kid in 2022 has now announced that he's going to reclassify to 2021.
Correct.
And he has a host of teams, obviously, on his list, does he not?
Like 11, yeah.
Okay, and the G League.
And the G League.
And the thought process is, A, he knows where he's going, and B, he's probably going to the G League. Is that the thinking?
Adam Zagoria, he's the one that broke the story, so I went back and read his write-up. It sounds like...
Oh, by the way, I have Spain and Poland.
Oh, there you go.
That's not bad, is it, Mitch?
No, I mean, Lewandowski. Those are two good ones.
Yeah,
like, I got like a kind of good one and a crap one.
We got Macedonia. Jesus was there.
Yeah.
Louis Rabot wants to know if Hennessy is at the Standard Club.
Oh.
Yeah, we can get Hennessy.
Hennessy, like Locke. Is that where Locke drank the Hennessy?
Maybe. Yeah,
he may have
I think
been.
So.
Yeah, he didn't like it. So is Austria? I figured Austria is pretty good, right? Mitch,
why do you figure that Austria is
they're a big European country?
Well, yeah, but what empirical data do you have?
None.
Tells you
I just
that?
Figured that they'd be good.
They might make it out the group stage. We'll see.
Okay, and then my other team, Denmark. Are they any good?
Denmark's better. Yeah,
they're better than Austria.
Yeah, I kind of think Mitch
actually.
Is fake-taking
yeah, you kind of got
here.
Two bad ones.
Yeah.
I got two
you,
bad
you're
ones.
You're done. Yeah. You're done. So you can be mean and ugly because you are mean and ugly.
Yes, about soccer.
He has a Kentucky visit set up later this month.
And they'll find last week.
Okay.
In June. Yes.
And so we are at a precipice right now. If Kentucky were to ever get this guy, it would be funny because it BBN. It's just going to be. It's just going to be sports terrorism.
It's going to be awful.
You guys are going to be terrible.
Uh-huh.
All of you, and you have the
me,
right to
especially,
be.
Yeah.
No, you, and you know it. You
yeah.
are going to be terrible. I tend to think the kid. I might be wrong. If you reclassify this late in the game, don't you kind of have a clue where you're going? I could be wrong because I don't know anything about this stuff. I figured I would bring it up because it is. It is big news. Jeff Borzello talked about it. Mitch, if you could get that, I wouldn't mind hearing that. But what is the reaction in BBN land? And then we'll dive into you doing the Friday quickies on a Sea of Blue today.
Yes. It's an exciting thing because he only has three visits planned. And that's Kentucky at the end of the month and then Memphis and Miami. He's going to be at the Peach Jam in July. He plays with Sky Clark. They're teammates from Montverde Academy. So he plays with Sky Clark.
Uh-oh.
The thought process is he's going to announce after the Peach Jam. So we're not going to have to wait very long. We'll probably have to wait about a month or so. When that's over, then he's going to let known his plans. The way Adam Zagoria made it sound like was that he wants to go to college, but G League is going to make a significant push for him. And they're going to offer more than $1 million. And he's going to play with Jaden Hardy.
Okay, so he's going to the G League. I don't think he is. Oh, stop it.
I don't think he's going to go to the G League.
Stop it. Why are you saying that? $1 million?
Because
you're about to stab you in the throat. I'd stab your family in the throat for $1 million.
But not everybody wants that. All the players want that.
Mitch, I'm
feeling pretty good that he's going to go to college.
That's the initial push, he wants to go to college. If it comes out that there's $1 million on the table.
I mean, we'll see. I don't know.
But you understand if he goes G League, you say not everybody wants that.
Right.
Sounds as honkish as humanly possible.
Absolutely it does. But I'm saying Adam Zagoria said he's favoring going to college. He wants to go be on a roster somewhere in the fall.
Zagoria.
That's what he said. You could read the article.
I'm surprised you read the article.
I did read the article. I'm very excited about
this. It wasn't behind a paywall, I assume.
It was not. No, okay. Zagoria's articles are free. So
damn
I'm
right
excited because if you get him on campus, they do have an open scholarship. They've got one more to give.
Of course they do. Of course they do.
You get a little chin.
Oh boy.
You get a little
It's kind of a need. I don't know.
It's not a need at all. But you just get this damn kid. You just get him and go.
Listen, I don't know if I don't love Lance Ware.
Exactly.
Bryce Hopkins doesn't. I don't know about that.
Seaway's in Congo right now. He's not.
Is he?
Yeah, he's visiting his family in the Congo, so they don't really know when he's going to come back. there. He will be back. He's trying to get back.
Okay, someone texted in like a few weeks ago that he was visiting his family in the Congo, and I'm like, I don't know if that's true or not.
It's true, yeah, yeah. Okay. He is. He really is, because he hasn't been at any of the camps.
By the way, our guy Jimmy, who is a troll.
He is a troll.
On Twitter, he's a troll.
Yes.
He's one of those BBN sports assassins.
Yeah, he is.
He says, you and Michael Bennett are the same guy. Took a picture of you and Big Rig takes over the Standard Club.
Yeah, I don't think I'm. No, this is Jimmy. Come on, now hold on a second. I'm not wearing a I Still Hate Leitner shirt.
Yeah, that's a
bit
much.
I mean, come on.
Still Hate Leitner.
Yeah,
get over
I don't
it.
Have any BBN
most,
on.
Most overrated talking point in the history of BBN.
Absolutely, I'm over Leitner. I don't still hate Leitner. I'm over Leitner. I'm over that. But if you get Jalen Duren on campus,
I'm over that.
I think Kentucky will have a very, very, very good shot. Especially when you look at the timing. Last week of June, Peach Jam announcement. It's lining up.
Oh, my God.
It's lining up, Andy. They get this dude.
So you're buying into
this. They're back. I'm buying into it 100%.
Oh, stop it. They're back. They already. Really?
O's back. This sends a shot to college basketball. If this kid commits to Kentucky, it's a shit.
What if he doesn't, though?
This dude's a man. If he doesn't, he doesn't.
But, okay, you can't have it. Can you have it both ways?
Absolutely,
you're doing the Kentucky football thing. If it happens, it's the greatest ever. And if we go 5-7, it's Kentucky football.
Then I'll pivot to it's $1 million.
Yeah, well, you do have a good pivot.
I mean, it's a pivot. Who turns down $1 million? It's not like he's turning down Kentucky for Duke or Gonzaga. He's turning Kentucky down for $1 million. I could pivot that way with it. But if he goes to Kentucky – and it's a warning shot to everybody. And this kid's 6'10", 230.
Oh,
he
Lord.
Dominates everything. Like, Anthony is like, he
Mitch
went to this camp and
here.
He dominated everybody.
Oh,
no one was close.
Lord heavens.
Ooh.
Lord.
Ooh.
He's feeling good today.
I am
today.
Feeling good today.
Mitch, you got to save all of this. Mark this for the future.
Please.
Can you? Can you? I didn't know you were going to be this strong with this. I thought I'd bring it up for a second and we would move on to in the next decade. Can Louisville football make the playoff?
Right, the top 12.
Can they make the top 12? They didn't do it with Lamar, but can they do it with Scott Satterfield?
And
no.
That there, quarterback
there,
room.
And there, we move on with no.
No, it's not going to happen.
Texas says, stand your ground, Strebel. Texter, Penny's got him locked up, LMAO.
Oh, Penny doesn't have anything locked up. I don't know, though. That Larry Brown edition is troublesome. If it does happen.
I don't think Penny needed him. I think
Larry Brown,
no,
did.
No, to be shady, I don't think Penny needed him, but you know what? You might as well.
If you're going
you
all
might
in,
as well.
Baby, go all in. You bring Larry,
Larry
Brown on the staff, who's great, great coach.
Texas says, is this Katina Powell, and sends the picture of Katina Powell. Have you seen that there's a picture of Katina Powell next to, like trash?
No, I haven't. Okay, I didn't even know she was still going
Here's the reaction.
Oh, man. Ugh, golly.
She was on Good Morning America.
Oh, my God. Yes.
As a sympathetic figure and brought down Louisville basketball.
And she's on The View. Remember, she was on
that's
View.
What it was.
She was on The View. And now look at her.
Oh, man. Mitch, does your mom watch The View?
No.
Oh, okay.
She doesn't watch any, like, morning, like, TV show stuff. She's more of, like, an evening, like, The Bachelor, The Bachelorette, The Voice,
yeah.
That
yeah,
American
yeah.
Idol, that type of person.
Texas says, is this a Honk Friday if you turn down $1 million to go to the to not go to the G League? Can we all just agree that the bag is everywhere in college? Oh, yeah.
Everybody knows the bag is everywhere in college. Yeah. Everybody well,
why
knows
do you think,
that.
Why do you think Gallinberry hired him? I don't know. What do you want here? Of course.
The FBI just threw up their hands and like, eh, we're done here.
It's not about are you cheating. It's about are you getting caught.
Exactly.
I thought that was kind of what we all knew.
Yeah, that was
heavens.
The talking point.
I didn't
forward.
Know you were going to be this much of a gas bag.
I started – once I saw
so
that
– is BBN with you, though? Are they this fired up? That's a no.
No,
okay.
I don't think so. I think this is just me right now. But I think the closer it gets, when he goes on his visit, that's going to be a big deal. Like I said yesterday, Cal's got a big weekend this weekend, and next weekend is going to have a lot of recruits on campus. So, I mean, I don't know if Dior Johnson's part of that or not, but, I mean, he's announcing, I think, what, June 25th? Yeah. Oh, yeah. So – there's a lot of good stuff going on right now.
I'm not
going
to read that one.
Oh, I'm sure they're really good.
There's just a few on here. Yeah. I see them all. I'm just not going to read them all. 437-9668.
Text, Bennett.
Didn't Katina Powell's lawyer pass out in a trash can? That's my guy. I can't remember his name.
He did.
He's an Larry Wilder. He's an infamous Southern Indiana lawyer. That I'm backing him.
Yeah, he did.
I'm backing him.
He got drunk and like fell in a trash can.
Who hasn't done that?
Well, I'm not one to cast
stones.
There's
a lot of neighborhood pubs down there.
Damn
you drink
right.
some Bush heavies and Bud heavies, excuse me, and things happen.
Exactly. Sometimes you fall in a trash can.
Could we get you to swing a golf club out here? How bad would that look?
It'd look terrible.
Okay.
I'd do it, though.
The same. I mean, yeah, it'd look terrible.
I absolutely would do it. It'd be awful.
You'd be like white Charles Barkley.
Yes. And the problem is I don't know where the ball would go. So those
probably
around me.
Probably straight into the ground.
Straight into the ground. It'd be like a pop fly, something like that.
One thing that I want to ask as we go today, just a few different things. Ben Roberts wrote a piece on Bryce Hopkins, and I have – it's a negative take, so I'll just go ahead and put that out on the front end.
All right.
Okay, so everyone can get ready.
You see the Cal comparison?
The what?
The Cal comparison. He compared Bryce Hopkins to one of his players.
Did he really?
He did.
Well, it wasn't P.J. Washington, was it?
It 100% was.
I mean, that's all he does is compare these guys to P.J. Washington.
Yeah, I know. It's his go-to.
No, it just means he's not going to play this year.
Yeah, Ty Washington. He's like P.J.
Oh, Lord heavens. It means he's not going to play.
He's going to say.
College football playoff stuff. Pat Forty was on with Diener earlier today. I have a couple different follow-ups with that, including something that Greg Sankey said, the SEC commissioner, which was silly, and then something that Scott Satterfield said earlier in the week that I want to bring back around to the college football playoff. I want to get to that. We never got to just 30 seconds on name, image, and likeness because it really is not a story that we've talked about too much. I feel like locally I don't know. But I feel like there's two things. One, that people are forgetting with the college football playoff expanding. Mm-hmm. One is, I don't think people realize, like one of the conversations around this is, what does it do for the coaches? Is it good for the coaches? Is it bad for the coaches? Mm-hmm. Obviously, it's very good for programs if you make it, and even if you're 12, okay? Right. Imagine Indiana making it. Hell, imagine put one of the other teams in, Louisville or Kentucky.
That's a huge deal.
You make it as a 12. How big of a deal that is and how you can take something like that as a catalyst, and it can turn into something. The other side, though, is the negative side. The other side is if you are at a program that feels like you should at least be, because that's going to be the rhetoric. Well, I mean, can't you make the top 12? I'm not saying that's at Kentucky, Louisville, or Indiana. I am not.
But like a Michigan.
But it's other places.
Right, like a Michigan.
Yeah. But it's Texas.
Texas,
and they've went through it. I mean, Iowa State's been close the last few years. Well, can't you be in the top 12? Penn State.
Right, yeah.
Others. I mean, there's plenty of others that how does it change the standards of college football, and what does it do here? And the answer, I don't know. And in the last, in the first 10 years, Ethan Moore threw out the question, it should be an expectation to make it once, where Louisville historically has been good, but historically they would not have made it. I mean, Max Olson of The Athletic put it out there. They would not, going back to 2011, if you use the same standard that the new college football playoff is going to use starting in a couple years, they
would not have made it. No, they wouldn't have. Now, even with Lamar Jackson, they would not have made it.
I mean, you could say, well, after the Clemson game, you would if you knew you're top 12, you would rally for the Houston game and the Kentucky game at the end of the year. And I understand that. I'm not even dismissing that. It's, of course, an unknown. It's a hypothetical. We get that. There might be a couple years where that would be the case, but the empirical data does not say that.
Right.
It doesn't say that Louisville just would have started loading up, that they're a top 12 team. So how we talk about this, the reason it's interesting is not to see who's going to make it. It's interesting to see how local markets talk about it. And so we'll get into that as well. We're hanging out at the Standard Club. We'll talk some Lou City next on ESPN 680.
Exmark makes the mowers that care for the lawns that set the stage for the backyard life. As the commercial mowers more landscape pros trust, Exmark mowers get you on and off the lawn without compromising cut quality, comfort, or reliability. Exmark, official mowers of the backyard life, starting at $29.99. Learn about the available finance offers and check them out today at The Mower Shop, 7400 Preston Highway, Louisville, Kentucky, 502-969-6433.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Texas says, listen to the podcast yesterday. Got to go back and hear Strebel faintly say, whoa, when Kinley Myers makes her selection in OVW. The man loves IG models. He does.
And James Strebel.
It's a weakness I have. It's one of my things. I don't have many vices, but that's one of them. I don't.
There you go, Mitch. There's a rejoin.
Yeah.
Is that a rejoin for you?
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Such an odd lead-in to Danny Cruz of Loon City.
Yeah.
Thank you for that, Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch.
Yeah, thank you for that, Mitch. We're hanging out at the Standard Club on this Friday. Reminder, the mixtape's coming your way at 5:25 today. No initiation fees, no assessments, no food minimums. That's what they're offering here at the Standard Club. To find out more, standardclub.net. It's beautiful out today. 425-2857. They have the private golf. They have the pool. They have the tennis. I think Ennis comes out here occasionally. Give him an L's down at the pool.
I see him at
if
the pool.
You want. Yeah.
Knock that L's down.
Knock that L's down. You better believe it. So it's absolutely fantastic. A walkable course, great atmosphere, and children under 12 included on all golf memberships, which is awesome as well. We'll tell you more about it. The high dive they have here is awesome. The tennis courts, true clay. How about that?
Ooh.
How about that? True clay courts. Good dinner out here. Is he a clay guy? I'm not exactly sure. So we're hanging out here, and fun Friday as we hang out here on The Take on ESPN 680. 105.7. Well, let's get Danny Cruz on, the manager slash coach for Lou City. They're back in action tomorrow night as the stadium there, Lynn Family Stadium, is going to be full. There are very few limited tickets available. Chair back seats, a few are available. So if you want to be a part of, quite frankly, a grand opening, grand reopening, it's going to be absolutely awesome. LouCity.com/tickets, or just go to LouCity.com and find it there. Danny, good afternoon, sir. How are you, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Well, we are ready. How are things with you? I would imagine you and the team know that tomorrow night's going to be crazy at Lynn Family Stadium, because you know it is. It's going to be nuts.
Yeah, listen, the players are extremely excited, obviously. You know, we've been very thankful and fortunate to be able to have fans in the stadium for a while now, but certainly filling that place tomorrow is going to be a special moment for a lot of different reasons. Obviously, looking forward to hearing the crowd and really proud of everybody for being able to push through what we have so far.
You understand how the alcohol consumption is going to be on Saturday night, Coach, right? I mean, it's Louisville. If you haven't learned, it's going to be thick and heavy out there on Saturday night. I can't wait.
I tell you what, certainly bars all over the place there in the stadium, you know, and hopefully we'll be able to put some goals in on that end where people will certainly be drinking at that bar there.
You better pay attention in case a pass goes into the an errant pass hits Strebel in the head. Danny Cruz with us at Danny Cruz 5. You want to follow Coach on Twitter there. I don't know how much you know. The city of Louisville and the city of Memphis have a beef. How much do you know that those two cities have had a beef in other sports, now soccer, but obviously in other sports, including basketball, for many, many decades?
Yeah, I've certainly heard plenty about it. There's no doubt, for sure.
Danny Cruz with us on ESPN 680, 105.7. What are you guys doing, I guess the best way to ask it, the blunt way, to play better? You know, losing the last two matches, how do you get back in the winning column? It's a long season, obviously, but some tough breaks the last couple weeks. What are you guys doing to get better?
Yeah, no, look, I think it's a fair question. We've been, you know, we certainly have been happy with regard to the type of football that we're playing. We haven't been executing in the final third. And so, you know, to be blunt on your question, we have to be better at executing when we create as many chances as we have, you know, so we've certainly been putting a focus on that. and looking to create as many opportunities as we can. But at the end of the day, I've said it to the media, I've said it in the locker room. The reality is that the win is what matters the most, right? So it doesn't matter how many chances that we create. If we're not winning the game, then there's always room for improvement.
Danny Crews with us here again at Danny Crews 5 if you want to follow him on Twitter. Do you feel like your scoring is down this year early on in the season? And if so, why do you think that's the case?
Well, I think I feel it's down? We certainly haven't put the ball in the back of the net as much as I would have liked, you know. When you talk about confidence within players, right? Once a goal goes in, I think you start seeing it flow.
Yeah.
From the front all the way to the back, right? So we need to, once we execute those chances, I think you'll see it come in droves, and I'm hopeful that Memphis kind of gets the brunt of the last 2 weeks, that's for sure.
Memphis 901 FC, what do we know about them?
Yeah, they had a lot of roster turnover from last year. They brought in some good individual pieces. I think they're going to look to catch us in transition. They've certainly tried to do that in their first few games. But they're a disciplined team, a team that I think is going to sit in a little bit and let us take the game to them and look for us to make a mistake. So it's just important that we're responsible with the ball. We exploit the spaces that we talked about all week. And ultimately, like you and I said, we have to put the ball in the back of the net. And I'm confident that we will.
Who is available? Who would not? I don't know how much you want to tip your hand. Who would not be available for Saturday? I know there's been some lineup changes the last couple weeks.
Yeah, Oscar Jimenez is still out. Fortunately, we've got some guys that are coming back. They're not 100% ready to start or anything like that, but they'll be on the bench. Lancaster, Gonzalez, these guys have been coming back from a little bit of an injury, and
right.
We tried to make sure we gave Lancaster a little bit of time to get his hamstring right, but we're happy with his progression. So, we certainly have decisions to make with regard to the 18 and the guys that dress. We haven't had to do that this year yet, so I'm happy about that.
Is at times being shorthanded why you mentioned the back third of the game, why things can get sticky there, is because you just don't – I mean, sometimes you're just missing guys and that's what happens?
Yeah, I think certainly that's a part of it. You know, I've also made it clear that I do have complete belief and faith in every single player in that locker room, so I don't ever want to make excuses. But with regard to that, relationships are important, right? The amount of minutes people play with one another, understanding each other's tendencies, that's certainly part of it, you know? So we'll get some pieces back this weekend that I'm happy about, and hopefully that those relationships can flourish in front of a packed house.
Yeah, it's going to be crazy. You know, I think it's going to be like palpable. Like I don't know how much fans have an effect on the game. I know they do. You see that in playoffs. You see that with these NBA playoffs, Coach. You know, where there's 18,000-20,000 people, and it's obviously having an effect. You'll see, and I think absolutely you will see that on Saturday. I think it will have an effect. I think it'll be palpable. I think you'll notice, obviously, in the players and everything else. All right, so Danny Crews with us. Last one here. And again, tickets are available. LouCity.com/tickets. Limited chair backs available. So if you want to go on Saturday, it's going to be great weather. I think finally, Coach, the weather gods are going to smile on you. Let me knock on wood, because I know LouCity has been cursed. All outside things have been cursed.
It's like 92 and sunny tomorrow.
My partner here, James Strebel, he's not a soccer guy, and he doesn't have a soccer body, okay?
Not at all.
Not at all. He's the opposite of that, as yeah. do I. If we put him in goal, do you think a 10-year-old could kick how many balls past him? We're trying to figure out. What I'm trying to do here is, during one of your halftimes, I'm trying to get Strebel on the field, and I don't know if I want little kids. I don't know how I – or, ringers. I don't know, but I want people to kick the ball by him. I would contend he would not stop any of them, and it would be a lot of fun. Could a 10-year-old kick, 10 balls by James Strebel, who does not have the body type of a soccer player?
Well, first of all, let me say that I can understand that. I used to have one as a soccer player, but retirement hasn't treated me too well from playing. So, second of all, if you haven't seen our academy, I could get one of those 10-year-olds out there. Yeah. I'm pretty confident of that. Yeah. That'll go 10 for 10.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
As long as I get to wear the goalie gloves. Yeah, that's all I want.
That's at the academy. That's where we need to go. That's exactly because I'm thinking, where would I buy a 10-year-old soccer player? Right. That's exactly what we need to do. Well, good luck on Saturday. We appreciate it. The game will be right here, as always, on ESPN 680, 105.7. Some tickets still available. Coach, we'll catch up down the road. Thank you so much. Take care.
Appreciate it. Enjoy the day, guys.
All right, thank you. Danny Cruz with us here on ESPN 680, 105.7, loopcity.com/tickets if you want to get in on any of that. There you go.
That's what
we need to do. The academy.
Man, I would totally do that.
That's exactly what you're going to.
I want to.
Okay, good. There you go.
We'll
walk you onto the field and everything else.
Yeah, like I said, I just want those goalie gloves.
Okay, you'll get the goalie gloves. We'll set you up with the goalie gloves.
Okay.
There you go. Go ahead, Mitch.
We've come up with many of these like little bits we are going to make Strebel to do, and many times these fall through and not happen.
I feel like this one
legitimately has a chance to happen. I feel like we can make this happen.
Oh, 100%. There's no doubt about it.
If it wasn't for Tennessee stinking, I would have ate cat food last year. I mean, that's the only reason that fell through was because Tennessee stunk. But I would totally go onto a field in front of thousands of people and let a 10-year-old kick soccer balls past me. Yeah. 10 of them. He or she would go 10 for 10. There's no doubt in my mind. I'm not going to dive in front of one of these things.
You got to dive for what do you mean you're not?
You can try.
I'll pull something.
That's the whole point. You're not going to pull. You're not 90. You're not that old, Strebel.
I know, but.
You're not even 40.
Not yet. I'm not looking.
You're not even 39.
You're 39.
Wait, no, I thought you were 38.
No, that's why we're going to Cancun next winter to celebrate my 40th.
Strebel going to be in Cancun, Mitch, with all BBN shirts. It's just gonna be. It's gonna be Y two. It's gonna be YK2K. Is that?
UK2K.
When's your 40th?
January 21st.
So it'll be the middle of basketball season.
It'll be the middle of NFL postseason.
It's just the wife and I though. That's
where are the kids going? They will stay with me.
Oh yeah, sure. Dana's house or Grammy's house. One of the two.
Texas says to process. Write those questions.
What is that? The process, right? Those questions. No, they were good questions.
You know, every time there's a guy teeing off, so we're being kind of quiet. Yeah. Every time I see, he's like a fake Dustin Johnson. What he looks like? Yeah. We're Standard Club. I think of the Jackass episode.
That was good. Where the air horn?
I have bursitis.
I have bursitis.
Remember that,
dude? I saw that in theaters. That may have been the hardest I've ever laughed in a movie theater with seeing that.
Texas says, "What's more broken in, the goalie gloves or the mitt?"
The mitt, because I've never used the goalie gloves.
Texas says, Strebel on the soccer field's no different than Trivia Tuesday. It is such a great point. He wouldn't show up, Mitch.
I would show up for that.
We do this entire thing around him, and he wouldn't show up. He's like, oh, sorry. I couldn't do it.
No, I'd
Wife
show
had
up.
To work. Like, okay.
Everybody would be mad at me, so I'd definitely show up. I don't want people mad at me.
Texas says, the biggest issue y'all have is Big Rig actually showing up. We've seen what happens with Trivia Tuesday.
I know. Look, I'm going to be at Trivia. I'm going to be there. This summer, I will be there. I promise.
Texas says,
this summer.
He's got 3 months.
I got plenty of time. You know, got plenty of time to work with.
Daxter says, yeah, that guy shanked it. I think he shanked it into a tree.
Big time.
That guy looks like Mitch, kind of, like Scott Frost does. He can tell he's...
I'd be so nervous.
I was teeing off. I saw y'all doing, like, a radio show. I would shank it, too.
I mean, that's what would make you nervous.
Yeah. Or I shake it anyways. Usually you start making fun of these guys who are teeing off.
Hey, jackass. Every goal that Strebel stops, I'll donate $20 to a charity. Oh, yeah, we'll do a charitable function.
Sure,
with it.
Absolutely.
Like a V Foundation or something. All right, this guy's teeing off.
There you go.
Oh, he just hooked it back. I mean, Mitch, this guy is way out of bounds. that guy just shanked it as bad as you could have shanked
it.
I mean, like, literally, if you said name a worst golf shot, that would have been the worst golf shot.
I could go up there and do that.
Me too. Oh, man, I feel bad now.
Me too.
We're announcing it on the air.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I mean.
It'd be great if they were listening on their golf cart.
I'm sure that's what they're doing.
I'd love that.
They're probably playing Oasis. That's probably what they're doing.
They look like some Oasis guys.
437-9680. I guess I want to talk about this. I want to talk about this more as we go.
Uh-huh.
Okay, today. But just to open up the topic, Ethan Moore did put on Twitter, and I am interested where the Louisville fan is going to sit on this. It's an odd way for me to say that. I understand. I apologize. I got up in the air, and that's all that I had. And that is, I don't know. I'm saying this because I don't know, because I've seen some big highs from U of L, and we have seen some lows here. Mm-hmm. It needs to be said that we have seen some lows, and Max Olson, who writes for college football for The Athletic, if you use the same college football playoff principles that are, going to be used going forward now in a couple years, Alabama would have made it 9 times, Ohio State made it 8, Clemson and Oklahoma 7. Again, this is from 2011 to 2020. Florida State, LSU, Notre Dame, Penn State, Stanford, Wisconsin make it 4. Baylor, Boise, Kansas State, Michigan State, TCU, Central Florida, and Washington make it 3. Auburn, Michigan, South Carolina, A&M, USC twice. And then a host of teams would have made it once. I mean, anywhere from Arizona and Arkansas and Cincinnati, Coastal Carolina to Indiana to Missouri to North Carolina and Western Michigan. So it's not apples to apples. I want to be clear with that it's not apples to apples. But I don't know. And Ethan brought up, hey, in the next decade, I would imagine when it starts, that's going to be in a couple
2 years.
Yeah. So Louisville now in Satterfield, or whoever the coach is, gets a couple years before we start this imaginary 10 years, okay?
Right.
And I sit back as a neutral observer, and, Louisville's not on this list that Max Olson put out.
Right.
And, again, there are... not narratives. What I'm trying to think, not devil's advocate. I can't. There's reasons why I could say circumstances why in a couple years Louisville was right there. Mm-hmm. And if you know that it's 12 instead of 4, and there's 6 at large, that it changes the way you think, and that is absolutely true. It's also making excuses for that Lamar Jackson year where the team face planted at the end of the year.
They did.
I mean, we understand that, okay? Louisville fans understand that. Everyone understands that. And I sit here and I'm like, yeah, making it. Here's what I said. Me and Annis were talking about it. I said, making it in the first 10 years of expansion, mm-hmm, on the surface sounds like absolutely something that should be expected.
Right.
And I think there's a group that say, well, what about every 7 years?
7 years,
or whatever it may be. Understandable. But there's a lot of data here, and there's a long way to go for this football program.
Absolutely.
And that's not even me putting it on Satterfield. It's just the state of the program, if you will. Mm. There is a climb here that has to happen.
Right. And it can't be as they are now.
Well, no, it cannot be the way it has been. And so you can't say 8-4 is a good year, make a bowl, and then say you need to make the college football playoff, even if it's at 12 once every 10 years. Those two things are contradicting each other
right. In
a lot of ways. They are.
Yeah.
And so I don't know, and I think now, and I don't know if it's over the next couple years. It probably is. And in the next couple years, we'll get clarity on Satterfield. If he's going to be a home run, if he's going to be able to put Louisville in position, you'll know. If he's not, you'll know.
You'll definitely know.
And if he's 7-5, 8-4, and that's what he is, you'll know.
Yeah.
I think in 2 seasons, we'll have 4 or 5 recruiting classes. I don't think that's not a hot take.
No.
Okay, that's a very basic take. We will know we'll have a full breakdown on what kind of a program he is going to have here at Louisville. But I don't know what the reaction, I don't know what the expectation should be, because, again, on the surface, once every decade, number one, that's sad. Putting it that way.
10 years is a long time.
Yeah, it is. And, but I don't know if that is reasonable And I, like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, if you said, if you said that's not, well, if you said it's not reasonable, I could get with that. If you said, well, I mean, listen, you know, Michigan State's made it a couple times, Boise State's made it a couple times, TCU,
Central
UCF,
Florida.
Washington, North Carolina would have made it once, Oklahoma State, Mississippi State. If you break it down that, I mean, I would imagine that Mississippi State was Dak Prescott, obviously.
Ole Miss would have made it.
That's what they need to do. And I can get with that, man, but. I mean, that is me telling the future of Scott Satterfield, and it's me coming up with a bunch of positives.
Right.
And so I don't know what to think.
I think that Louisville fans do expect something like Ethan's saying. I don't know if it's 10 years, 8 years, 6 years, whatever it is.
Say six there.
Yeah, 6 years.
Mitch, you got to mark that. Mitch, you got to mark that. I don't know what you said there, buddy.
I said 6, but it may have sounded like something else. But if I were a Louisville fan, what you just read to me about, you know, the teams that would have made it since 2011, that'd be a sobering statistic because I've said this before. I think Louisville fans overvalue their football program. I don't think it's as good as they think it is.
Yeah, but they're not anymore. When you're giving me 7 or 8 wins,
that's my point.
I think that's the whole point here. I think some people are devaluing it, and some people are overvaluing.
They overvalue their football program, and that should be a sobering numbers there. And then, like you said, I mean, they're talking about, well, if Scott Satterfield 75-84, that's great. What more can we ask? I mean, Clemson's in our – I mean, they sound like Kentucky fans, right? I mean, they sound like Kentucky fans. But all I've heard for years from Louisville fans, well, we've got Teddy Bridgewater. We've got Lamar Jackson. We've got Brian Braun. We've got this. We've got that. It's like, yeah, but in the scheme of things, you haven't made it. You're not there. The one time that they had the opportunity
– That's what I'm struggling with, man. And you were talking about
pressure. Like, if right there on the precipice, if we're like 14th to 15th in the country and we win out
yeah,
and
you're
we
not gonna,
top
you're
12,
be pissed off if y'all make the top 12.
Right, you have to face Kentucky at the end of the year too.
And they had similar – now, it wasn't a playoff, but back in that Lamar year –
it was Orange Bowl was on the line.
Orange Bowl was on the line. They peed down their leg. The week before that, they were in the top 6.
I had a buddy that brought oranges.
Really? To the game? He brought oranges and he had and Stephen Johnson.
There were available oranges.
What do you have to do? Would he take them home and throw them in the garbage? Stephen Johnson.
Me and my buddies were planning a trip too.
What's that?
Me and my buddies? Yeah, we're planning a trip and we're going to make the Orange
Bowl.
All you buddies are sleeping in one hotel room at the Holiday Inn Express, smelling, farting, drinking, not talking to women,
dipping.
We had dip cups.
We were like half our fraternity would have gone to the Orange Bowl if we would have made it.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I'm sure.
Stephen Johnson ruined it. Makes me so happy. Stephen Johnson, Garrett Johnson, Jeff Badette was just flying everywhere all over the field. Oh, it was a great Saturday.
Jeff Badette, a name that I forgot.
Yeah, he peaced out, went to Oklahoma as soon as the season was over. But, yeah, I think Louisville fans, if they're as big and bad of a football program as they tell everybody they are, then, yeah, at least once a decade. Put your money where your mouth is and just like we say to Kentucky fans, put your money where your mouth is, and if you believe your football program is as strong and as sustainable as you tell everybody in the country, why don't you pay attention to us, then you get behind this and say, not 10 years, 8 years. 8 years. Once every 8 years, be in the playoff. Let's go, Louisville fans.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. As a byproduct, I can hear Louisville fans now. I'm not even like, why aren't you bringing up Kentucky? I'm not bringing up Kentucky because it's Kentucky.
Yeah.
I mean, why do you think I'm not? Because I don't think they're making it. That's why I'm not bringing up Kentucky.
Yeah.
I'm bringing up Louisville because I feel like there's some that have an expectation. If you'd have told me how many times Louisville finished just without looking since 2011 in the top 12, I mean, I would at least said once. Twice.
I wouldn't have
using the playoff model, I wouldn't have said zero.
Right.
I wouldn't have said zero.
Yeah.
Really?
It was stunning to me. I don't remember what they finished the year with Lamar Jackson, but I guess it was like in the 15 to 20 range, and then the next year they had high expectations and didn't fall through on those at all. I mean, that was not a good year.
Texas says, does Stribble get distracted at the pool when he tried to say 6?
There's no pool in sight. It's all
grass
and trees. And golf carts, but no pools.
Oh,
I'd like to go see it, though.
You're something. You're on it today. Yeah. You are on it today. You want to take a golf cart around? I can arrange
that.
What are you, a child with that? That's something that Kellen and Wyatt would love, to ride around in Pappy's golf cart.
Yeah, they love golf carts.
Who doesn't love a golf cart?
Yeah, it's a great way to get around.
My in-laws, you know, they live in a swanky neighborhood. They have a golf cart. It's like the It's like the golf cart mafia up there. Everyone goes, you know, around. Oh
right,
yeah,
that's the way to
Lots
do it.
Lots of pineapples on those.
Oh really?
There might be a pineapple or two around the neighborhood.
With golf carts running around, there's probably some pineapples in that neighborhood.
You know
as
what?
Well.
I would agree with that. I think that's a safe bet. Yeah. I really do. We'll read your text 437-9680. We can keep going with this. A couple Kentucky basketball things. Something Jared West said yesterday as well that I want to get to. And we got some sound. So we have a lot to do. Two more hours to go. Hanging out at the Standard Club here on this Friday. All right, guys. DraftKings Sportsbook. I made a bet last. You guys would have liked this. I made a bet last night when the, I think it was plus 625 is what the Nets were, Mitch, last night when they were down by nearly 30. And then they came back and took that lead.
They did.
And, dude, I was going to cash the bleep in. And then they lost. And then DraftKings won again. And so that is how my Thursday night went. You know I use it. You know I love it. And right now, DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook, is putting you courtside with a chance to turn $1 into $100 in site credits. That's right. Pick any basketball team that is still in contention. Bet $1, and if that team wins, you win $100 in site credits. And don't forget, if basketball's not your thing, no worries. They got the baseball, all the soccer, all the hockey, and much more. It's so safe. It's so secure. It's what I use. So download right now the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use our promo code WHBE when you sign up to turn $1 into $100 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win their next game. And if they do, you'll claim $100 in free credits. That's promo code WHBE. It's all for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. You must be 21 or older, Indiana only, new customers only as well. Wager paid out in site credits. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT.
CarMax is hiring experienced auto technicians for many of its 200-plus stores nationwide. If you're looking for a job where you can make a great living while working on the cars that you love, then CarMax is the place for you. Join CarMax to grow your technical expertise and work with state-of-the-art tools and technology. Work with the cars you love. Join CarMax. Apply today at CarMaxAutoTech.com.